And you're looking forward to what he has to share.
No, I'm not coming from Bolivia, just coming from wealth now.
Listen, so thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Good evening. Well, this brother said from Bolivia, this is when he left, it was yesterday, all the way, but I didn't. How many of you were here when I came? I came Wednesday night. All of you were here, so what I had to preach, the same things that I... Do you know what... Do you remember what I preach?
Yeah.
You remember. He does. So I cannot preach the same message now because he remembers this.
I forget most of it.
Well, if I do the same and then I saw a brother start leaving because they say, oh, he do the same things that done. I know already this. Eh? And then, but for the sake of Jack, I know he wasn't here. It was the one that invited me and then he took off somewhere down there. I will review some of the things. If you don't remember it all, I will remind you, brother. But I will do, not only because of Jake wasn't here, is because I told you to pray for something at that day. Remember that? Oh, man, now this is praying then of this. So it's good. I left... was two prayer requests that evening. And I want to tell you that one has been answered. The doctor. Very good. The doctor. Well, update with this one. It was really moving. And I talked to him 3 days ago because I received an email. And I was like, 2 or 3 days after that, silent. Oh, wow. I said, I don't know if somebody just made this email and it's not true. So I better call. So I did call, and actually he was home. And I was able to talk to him a little bit, and that was what a joy. So I do have this picture. Where I put the stuff? Okay. I know that I... So... For the sake of Jeff and others that they don't remember, I will go again and faster with some of the pictures. Did you remember that picture, brother?
No.
No. And then you were not here. Actually, it's new one. You're right. You're a good number. Yeah, I was tasting it. Yeah. Okay, I will go faster than this first part. It's about this teaching that I explained to you that I go to different places and teach and preach and especially train. So I will go... It's basically the same but in different places. Now, this is still the kind of the same. I moved a few pictures, brother, again, of the camp. And it's the great activities. I have a great report and great news of the camp is doing well. And this brother here, Marcelo, is in charge of the camp. And it's at the church as well, so... This is different activities at the camp. And this is our camp down there. So still basically the same of this. A lot of these pictures. That's the main auditorium camp. Now, this is the one that has changed a little bit. Two things. Three. The boat ministry, this ministry was suffering because the brother Placido, the doctor, was in jail, and his wife, Tony, was just worried and doing all kind of possible thing to get him out. So this is the last team that was there and different activities that we do. So now this is the picture of the Dr. Placido and his wife, Tony. And he has been released a week Friday. So was in down there in the detention center for 4 weeks. And they reunited now with the two children, Jose and Emily. And they were thinking and going out of town this weekend. But I don't know if they did it, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, just to catch up with the. And it is, again, the Dr. Placido. As I talked 2-3 days ago, I asked him, you know, how you doing? He was kind of not joyful, but, well, he answered. He said, I learned a lot of lesson there. And now I'm able to see the sun in the full. Down there, I was just looking the side for one little hole. And he said, well, things that you take for granted when you are free or something, you really appreciate when you're there, this one. So actually, he said, the lesson that I learned, hopefully will stay with me. And I said, I hope that, I was talking to him, and I hope, I said, that the discipline that you learned there, like reading, I'm sure he was reading and praying, it will keep in you that discipline of doing daily of this one. So we didn't talk much about planning again, but hopefully in a couple of weeks or so, we will be able to talk more about the next plan. So this is all about the riverboat ministry. Some baptisms down there in the rivers. Our devotional time. Now, another change that it wasn't at that night, it was this picture. I put it on because this is Julie and her husband, Tom. This picture actually is the first, it was in the first 2 weeks of May. And shortly after this trip that we did to Bolivia, they came back to the state, they are from the state. She is a registered nurse, work in the emergency in the hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. Her husband, Tom, she said they started acting strange for some reason. And was discovering later on some bottles of wine or beer when she was coming from work. They have 8 kids. They are all growing up. And they were both dedicated to the Lord and to serve. But for all of us that we hear tonight, I said to them, as we do serve the Lord, and you will find in your life, if you serve the Lord, as you want to do more and more, you are the target of the enemy. It's when you have to watch the most. You got to be careful with everything is going well. You got to put attention on all the signs. So they are in really a struggle now. He is now receiving some counseling. They help us a lot. They were the couple that took a lot of this medicine in every trip that we did. A lot of the medicine, I don't know how they went through custom, was this heavy backpack, sometimes with thousands and thousands of pills. And We didn't lose any of this in custom, and but now are having a really hard time. He's receiving some, like I told you, counseling, and also she's still working, and she doesn't know what to do. So I'm taking a trip this coming Saturday to the state for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. I will spend visiting different assemblies, and I plan to spend 2 or 3 days with them if it's possible to do something for them. If you remember Julie and Tom, they are in difficult time now, and they need your prayer. This is the same different activities and on the boat trip. It is again Tom, the brother, really good guy. They won't join doing something for the Lord. And this is the Bolivian crew, except this guy here from Michigan. This is different again, activities and the boat ministry. It was our lunch. So we just trying to take the clothes off of this guy and then cook it down here. So you have a choice between alligator and piranha. Okay, the other change a little bit that I did at that time is the Zion Church. You know, this is, I told you that in March we started the building, and it's all now built. This is the beginning of the church building before the teams arrive. To just trying to, this is the team that help us just to put the walls. This is the guy William Haikup, but now is the guy that is organizing this event for this coming weekend in Brantford. So he was down there with us and. This year. So it was John Alvin there and then different activities. But I want to get to the people because building, sometimes it's easy when you do the building, the construction, but the most difficult is training, is teaching. This is the other team with Gary McBride down there leading the team. Oh, wait a minute. This brother here, Bob, Robert, from London, this was his first trip to Bolivia. And in this team, he got in love with the ministry there, the church people and the camp. So he is going back November the 18th. He retired now with his wife from London, and the boys are going down there to serve the Lord in Bolivia, the camp, and at the church. So if you remember him, Robert is going this November 18. Well, they're working down there. I was telling Jack that if he goes, he won't mix cements. I said, I have a mixer down there. He won't use his arms now. Is our brother Gary? And here is now the people. That's that the Bible called the church. And the okay. I better go back a little bit. One of these is when you have a hard time. The people. I just received a word from Marcelo that one of the girls, 15 years old, that is attending down there the church, his father took her out of the school. There was some kind of problem with her. And they brought to the church. So the father said, work with her. Try to help her. So it's a bad kid. I'm having a hard time trying to teach her. And she's disobedient and this and that and here and there. And that's really the work of the Lord. This is the work of a church. Complete, you know, that we day by day try to teach the people to obey the Lord and to obey His word, and they will be a successful. So pray for Marcelo and the people that they there. That the hard part now is disciple them, is to teach them. Okay, and the last is about the radio. I told you about this incident that we have, this accidents or whatever it was, and the tower fell, and we lost a lot of cables and steel in the tower, but with the help of the Lord and the Lord people, we were able to set up again. And we put him back. And it's now there. You remember at that time I was looking for a volunteer to go and change this. I still don't have anyone. Man, and I've been in a lot of churches by now, and I still not have anyone. So I'm still looking for. So the tower there. So we go all the new changes that we did at the radio, and that's the people. I will stop here and tell you something that is sometimes it's unbelievable, you know. How many years in the Christian life we reach until we're sinless, like we don't sin anymore? How many years in the Christian life? I hear them, there's nobody there. How many years in the missionary work you reach, so you working there until you're sinless, you don't sin no more? How many years you should be working? No. Man, so I don't have any hope. Well, it is a sad story, but we all have this potential. I said to my wife, it's sad now I am in problem with the radio. The guy in charge in Bolivia that was a missionary, the guy that the in control of all the radios in Bolivia, off Trans World Radio. I don't know exactly the problem it is, but I received two letters, really not nice, really bad, dismissing him, like firing him. What is the? It was not nice word to say. They kick him out. And so I asked him why they done this. And he accused to these guys that they are the bad guy, and these guys accuse him being the bad guy. So I really don't know. One of the things that I know is that he is out. So Transworld Radio has cut off our satellite now because I am tied to this guy because he was responsible of the whole trans world ministry in Bolivia. So I am trying to get another satellite now, we're working on that, to continue on the radio, but we are unable to connect our satellite dish with the CBC, the voice satellite. So we are in this process, brother, but the bad part is this one. It's a brother, it's a missionary from here to Canada in Saskatchewan, I think I told you. He is no longer in charge of Trans World Radio, and it's a big problem and a big mess down there, and I cannot go. We are transmitting now all the program that we recorded before. So we are still on the air as much as we can. He said it's still going 24/7, but the recorded programs that we had and before. So I want you to pray. I told you, if you want to serve the Lord, things are moving ahead, you be careful, because the devil want to attack this. The devil doesn't want this. So this brother, I know him for 30-some years as missionary in Bolivia. Before I went to Bible college in 81. And I don't know what it is. But it make me think, I am the same potentially of doing something really bad. I am. All of us are. So just be careful with this. That dish that is here is not connected yet, so we are in this process in there. But the next project that we have in mind is this the studio. So we need volunteer for that. We need some your help for this. So we have a team going in February the 1st. We'll be for 2 weeks there, and we plan to build this studio at the camp to be almost independent of Trans World Radio and be in ourselves. The only things that we like to have from them is the license. So hopefully this one. So I need some electricians and what else? Bricklayers and good willing brothers to go, and sisters as well to go. So anyone that has interest or want to escape the winter, it will be cold. Down there will be warm. We can go in February of this. So thank you, brother. This one. They didn't remember much. It was true. So now I have a few minutes. If you have another question or something that I will amplify or help you to understand a little bit. Why he was in jail? He did perform some kidney surgery, and he didn't make a sign of consent to the patient. So when he opened up his kidney or something like that, it was a really bad infection, so he took it out. So the guy was suing him or something to get some money. But the court ruled that he was pretending and killing this guy or kind of murder this man or something like that. So that was that problem it is like. And the bad part is that the patient is called a brother. And so they are like a two Christian people kind of fighting. That's the bad part. Not completely yet. He's on bail. He went out on bail. But they are getting all the paper and try to talk to the guy outside if they can get some agreement before they go back. So this is where he is now. And I don't have much information yet about that. Well, sorry, brother.
Right now, the river ministry is in real need of help, is it?
It's
kind of stopped.
It's kind of stopped.
So you need prayer to know what to do from there.
Yeah. And I don't have to, I can't say anything else. I don't know. If he recover emotional, spiritual, and all those things, and is out of these things too, by probably the end of the year, it will be wonderful. But we don't know. We need your prayers. Is that everything? Okay. I always wonder if the Lord will do what he will do and will happen what will happen because he's God, why he told us to pray? Have you ever wondered this? When he said to his disciples, you know, pray to you not get into temptation. So you couldn't do that because you lack a prayer. And if it will happen, what will happen? Because God is God and he doesn't need any help. But why he told us to pray? Why include you and me in his will, if we can say it that way? It's something that you pray and then you twist the arms of the Lord. Now turn around, Lord. Turn this direction. It's the wrong direction. How did this thing work? Do you ever wonder? And you say, well, Lord, what I have to pray? Because it will happen whatever you desire ready to happen. So I don't need to pray because what difference will it make? I don't have the answer for that, too. I have only one thing to tell you. He told us to pray. And it's not important a prayer. It's the blessing. Or we can say the consistent in this life dedicated to seek the Lord will. If the Lord is moving in that direction and he told you to pray, like why I want to bring this subject, because I told you guys to pray for this brother. And I know because I wrote there were millions of I can say hundreds of other brothers praying. And it happened what it happened. What he does or where he inserts our prayer, I don't know. But I can say that it's a privilege that the Christians have. Pray. Ashamedly, I can say that I don't spend much time in prayer as I should. Knowing that that privilege that we can work together with the Lord when he is doing something and he told us to pray. Now, I want you to turn your Bible in 1 Corinthians 12. Said that the Holy Spirit, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individual as he will. And this passage, obviously, is about a spiritual gift. And you know that the telling about one and the prophecy and about giving a different activities of gifts of the Holy Spirit. Prophecy, discerning, miracles, gift, healing. all the things. But the verse 11 said that, but one and the same Spirit is the one that work all the things, distributing to each one individually. So each of us in the church at least has one gift. Here. All of us. If we are Christian, if we are followers of the Lord, we do have at least one gift to use. Now listen to this, the next phrase. Individually as he wills. Some people believe that this is he, that he referred to the person and not to the spirit. But you read carefully, and it's not to the person or to the believer. It's the spirit. It's he, the pronoun, the personal. And it's he is the one that distributes as he wants or he wills. So this means that if you and I can go to the Holy Spirit, or when we accept the Lord, and we said, oh, I like to have the gift of prophecy because I like to know what is coming next week or next month or something. And you ask for, no, it's no such a thing. It's that the Holy Spirit distribute or give according as he wants or he will. But the bottom line is that you have one. And the Holy Spirit give you one as he wants because you needed that. At this. Now let's go on. For as the body is one and as many members. There was no better example of Paul using the body. You know her body. And has different, he said, a lot of members. There are people that they have beautiful eyes, you know, not like mine. Better. Beautiful eyes that you look at and they're beautiful. They are beautiful. But what if they have one, only one in the whole head? This is something you will say it's ugly nose. So it's a perfect, I'm trying to say it's a perfect distribution in the body. This is how it is in the Lord's work, in the church. Each are perfectly inserted in the place that they should be. And we all go on reading this down there. Being many are one body, so also is Christ. In verse 13. For by one spirit we're all baptized into one body. And then goes on and then to verse 18. But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. So the hand cannot say to the feet, well, I wish to be a feet, you know. Or the ear, man, this guy has a long ear. This down there, man, is better to be a mouth or to be an eye or to be something else, a ear. Did you ever wonder, you know, why we have as we are? Perfect. The way that the Lord distributes. So has done it the same thing in the church. So each of us has different gift to do the Lord's work, to not just fight each other and doing something. But we like it, these things, you know. As soon as one brother or one sister start doing something, we all want to do the same thing as it was the only things that they please the Lord. And we fight for this thing. No. The Lord has put us in as he pleased. He put us in different places. But we all receive this gift. We all receive this important things that only the Holy Spirit can give to do certain things that we, otherwise we won't be able to do. We can't do with our own strength. So We need the grace of the Holy Spirit to do that. Now, listen, I told you to pray. Remember? How is that that you here in Canada in Listowel Bible Chapel, and you know you don't know this brother Placido, this doctor down there? How is that that you can pray? And you can pray for his name and said, Lord, whatever you were saying, but Lord, the doctor Placido's done. And how is it the Lord can answer your prayer? And you can pray for some specific thing without not even knowing this man, this brother. How is that you believe that this brother exists down there? Because I told you that it is like that. This is how the Lord told us about heaven. He came and told us something in heaven. That's why we know that is heaven, because he told us that is. So we can point in some specific, but listen, this is the most important, is that we can be a part of that. You, I don't know how many miles are here to Bolivia, but there's a lot. There are 9 hours flying or whatever, 10 hours flying. It's a lot of miles. You can be in instant communication with the Lord and pray for in this brother's behalf. How is that? I don't know. But you imagine you are a part of this because we are just one body. That's the miracle of the Lord's body, the Lord's church. So we have brothers in Africa, in Japan, and in Egypt where they are suffering now, in Bolivia, everywhere. But we all are connected through the Holy Spirit. We all are connected. So this, imagine that if we were in the Old Testament, that's down there, and you want to pray or intercede for someone, you have to get a ghost or a lamb or something and go down there first, ask for your forgiveness, and then the priest will intercede for you. It will take the blood of the lamb and will go to the inside of the tabernacle down there and do the thing and will ask the Lord forgiveness. And then he will come back and say, okay, now everything is okay. You can go home and you can do other things. But now you can pray directly to the Lord in behalf of this brother and many other things. Now, we don't have the time here to say that, but there is a lot of lesson here, a lot of things to talk that there are members in our body that we consider that they're less important. But down here, this passage said that none of the members are less important. I'm wondering at some time of this people in a nursing home, they can't do much. But they are the people that I know that they pray. They really pray. They intercede. Sometimes I visit, not a lot, but I do sometimes. And they ask me for my name because I have a book. I have a list of people that I pray for. I feel ashamed sometimes because I shouldn't do that, I said, but I don't. I'm kind of busy here and busy there and there doing. But those people pray. And they work together because it's one body. They work. But now listen. Verse 21. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, which one I'm reading? 21, right? 21. Not that I cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor the head to the feet. Who is the head of the church? You ever think about this? Who's the head of the church? It's the Lord Jesus Christ, right? And works through the Spirit. Now, listen this, read it again. Dice, said that the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, nor the head to the feet. Sorry, I don't need you. So this encouraged me that you, brother, and I are very important. If we are considered the last member of the church body, if nobody pays attention of us or give us anything of this, the Lord does. Because it said the word of God said, the head cannot say to the feet, the less important member, if you consider it this way, because you have to put a shoes in order to cover these things or whatever, you know. It cannot say, I don't need you. So each of you, brother, tonight, as you go home, you will know that you are so important to the Lord. You need to exercise your gift that the Lord gave you to do whatever He wants to do. And I know that you are sleeping, but if you sleep, brother, don't snore. I finish soon. I'm in the last 26. Oh no, 24 first. He said, but our presentable part have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacketh. Giving greater honor. Verse 25. If one member suffer, what happened? All the others suffer. But if one member is honored, everybody, all the members are rejoiced. Now, I told you about the brother Placido. It was there, but the emails that I received and the people that they don't know him, they were like a suffering with him too as well, and interceding for him and the presence of God, suffering together with him. Now when he is released and the news came and everything, it were everybody else praising God as well because they rejoiced too with it. This is how the body works. So probably you read or receive an email from some brothers in Egypt that they are suffering now, in Pakistan and Iran and all those countries, that it's so difficult to be a Christian. We suffer with them as well. And that's why we pray. We pray that the Lord's mercy will be abundant with them. Because if one member suffers, all the members suffer as well with him. But if one member is honored, all the members rejoice. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. So next time that you pray, if you don't understand how the things work, don't stop praying. Just keep praying. I don't know either how to work. The Lord told us to pray. And it's the greatest things that we can do, intercede for others. Intercede or go to the Lord's presence in prayer. And knowing that it's not an answer machine down there that leave a message. No. You're just talking directly to him. I don't know how to work this thing. I don't understand. But one thing I know, that it works. That works. So next time if you said, Lord, I can't do much. I don't have money to give. I cannot go in missions. You know, I cannot walk. I cannot do this. You can pray. You can intercede for all. So let's do. So now you don't have any excuse. You know by the word of God that you have at least one gift. So let us use this. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this time. And as we hear once again, so our brother Placido, we rejoice with him that you have delivered him from that place. Thank you. And thank you for giving us that privilege to be a part of your work you could do it yourself. You could do other way. But just put us, give us that privilege to work and to do. So let's help us through your Holy Spirit to our brothers and sisters to keep in mind our big part in praying and doing your work for your glory and honor. We pray all the things in Jesus' name. Amen.